from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm exhausted with the IU conversation as much as anyone else is. I'm exhausted with the Trent Williams thing, all right? But it's hard for me to not speculate. Do the Niners have something up their sleeve here? I feel like they've been slow playing this for a long time, and with all the stuff coming out right now regarding Devontae Adams and the Raiders and the fact that they just played them.
Speaking of that, real quick, let me play this. DeSean Jackson, former all-pro wide receiver, Philadelphia Eagle, also a former Raider, one of the worst fumbles I've ever seen in my life as a Raider. DeSean Jackson, I believe this is on Fox Sports, talking about Devontae Adams.
This one's tough because, you know, me and Devontae, we've talked and... You know, man, I hate to do it because I don't want to be the guy that's like, oh, D-Jack said this and said that. But at the end of the day, he is unhappy. I mean, you go from Aaron Rodgers, then you come to the Las Vegas Raiders. And now not only Jimmy G, you had your boy Carr.
Carr.
It didn't really work out that you thought, you know, from the Fresno State days, you think they would come back and work everything out. And it's just like, it just quite didn't work out. So now I just don't think he's really that happy there.
Well, there's two ways you can look at that. He's not happy. I mean, the guy just had a baby. He has his family there. He did say, you know, part of the reason he came over was Derek Carr, but part of the reason that he went over to Las Vegas from Green Bay was also just to be closer to his family, who all still live in Palo Alto.
Yeah.
So that was part of it, too. So coming over there, now what's as close as you can get to Palo Alto? Santa Clara.
I mean, they're right on.
They're right next to each other. Well, so Devontae, you're hearing from John. He's not happy, but listen, if the Raiders aren't going to be very good, we'll know very early on because they have a very difficult stretch early on. They open up against the Chargers. They could beat the Chargers. I don't think the Chargers are going to be as amazing as everyone thinks they are in year one. Now, Jim Harbaugh does a lot of stuff. Maybe he does. Maybe they run the ball well. Justin Herbert, he's got the plantar fasciitis. We'll see. But if they're not good, they will have a lot of suitors come week 7, 6, 8, wherever the trade deadline is this year. I know they've extended it. Could the 49ers be a part of that? Joe Shasky, do you want them to be a part of that?
So this is what,
or do you do it now and try to overwhelm them? Because they have a huge dead cap with his, like a trade. Mm-hmm. Like if they trade off him right now, that's a huge dead cap. If you give them the right package right now, I'm not so sure they wouldn't say no.
Well, I don't know what the particulars are. I don't know what's going on. I'm just speculating. I'm just talking. It just feels like to me the Niners have been slow playing this whole thing out. And if they were going to get a deal done, it feels like it would have already happened. So, like, I think that the Niners are exhausted, and I wouldn't put it past them to do something like this. Oh, okay. Washington or Pittsburgh or whatever, that's the trade package that you're willing to give up for Brandon Ayuk. We'll do that. We'll keep those draft picks. And then, oh, like, for example, running back, they're loaded. Like, I think they're going to keep Garendo now.
Yeah.
And I think that they're going to say goodbye to Elijah Mitchell. I think Elijah Mitchell gets traded today. I think he's a guy that can get you back something. Maybe it's a third or a fourth or a fifth round pick. Maybe you're packaging something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And maybe you move somebody else, linebacker, something.
Sure.
You take some of that ammunition and then you turn around and you go to the Raiders and you say, here, we'll take Devontae Adams from you. And here's the draft compensation that we'll take for that. The Niners are really good at one thing, drafting in the middle rounds.
Yeah.
What they're not good at are these first and second rounders. So, like, I have no problem with surrendering a top pick for someone as good as Devontae. Getting a Devontae Adams is a win now Super Bowl mindset move.
Absolutely. If you get Devontae Adams on this team, you can make the argument. You still have, and I know Justin Jefferson's his own tier, but you have a top five wide receiver. You have the number one tight end. You have the number one running back. And you have, as last year he played like it, a potential top five quarterback. Like, that's what you're talking about here. We're talking about the tier list. Brock Purdy's in that tier. You even want to say top 10. That's sure. I'm talking about Brock Purdy building off last season, could be a top five quarterback this year. That is a scary offense. And the thing that's so great about Devontae, his skill translates everywhere. It's not predicated on speed.
He's perfect.
It's not predicated on power. It's the route running. It's knowing where to be. It's the hands. I mean, that guy.
Red zone targets.
Red zone targets, the slant, everything.
He understands the offense because he did the little Fleur offense, which is very similar to the Kyle offense.
And he did the McDaniels offense.
He's a pure route runner who gets unbelievable separation. Purdy and Devontae would be phenomenal
together.
It'd
be incredible. It'd be absolutely
phenomenal.
It'd be absolutely incredible. Like,
and he's a win now, no nonsense player.
And that's why I like him. Like, you saw how bad losing was to him last year.
Yeah. Doc.
Now, I think we are being maybe a little jaded on the whole Devontae thing because we're just associating last year with right now. He just had a kid. I don't know. Like, maybe he is happy. Maybe things change when you have a new baby. And it's like, you know what? I want to build a life. I want to stay here. Mm-hmm. So that changes. Like, you have a kid, Joe. Like, could you imagine yourself just having a kid and not moving now? Like, after you've already had another one? I know it's different. We're not NFL players. We're not NBA players. Like,
for sure.
That's very difficult. Like, we were talking about Lauri Markkanen with the Jazz, right? I think staying with his family in Utah was very important to him. And not coming, there's nothing against the Warriors. I think just being in a location that you feel comfortable in is important. And maybe he feels comfortable staying in Vegas. We'll see. DeSean Jackson says he's not happy. Maybe he knows him better than I do. So we'll take that for what it's worth. But DeSean Jackson saying Devontae Adams is not happy in Las Vegas. Could the 49ers get in on that? I want to hear from the fans. 888-957-957.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.